Welcome to the Orlando Holiday Guide Podcast Show, presented by Hugh Hattrick in association with its Orlando Time Facebook page. Trusted, acknowledged, and respected. Hello and welcome to Hattrick's Orlando Holiday Podcast Show with me, Hugh Hattrick. Well, I hope you're well, and if you're listening to this from Britain, that you're not either snowed under or underwater, as we've continued to have pretty horrendous weather all over the country. Normally, terrible floods down south, and of course, we have snow up here in Scotland. But this show is not about the weather in Britain. This show is all about Orlando, and it's the best place on earth. So you're joining us in sunny Orlando, where it's going to be warm all week as far as I can see, and later on we'll confirm the weather by doing our 2-week weather forecast. And the subject of this week's Orlando podcast, Orlando Holiday Guide podcast show, is the biggest mistakes you can make. So are you ready? Get your pen and paper ready to take notes and make sure that you avoid the pitfalls, because if you don't, your incredible holiday in Orlando could seriously go south. Welcome to Hattrick's Orlando Holiday Podcast Guide. Now, I'm doing this show in association with the It's Orlando Time Facebook page, which, if you haven't already joined it, it's a fantastic Facebook page to be a part of. It's a brilliant community, and I've time and time again seen when people have actually been in Orlando, they ask a question, they could be on International Drive, and one, for example, said, how do you get to the Florida Mall from International Drive? Now, as I knew how to get there, I quickly copy and pasted some of the maps from Google Maps and put it on to the community site and put it on as a post and answered the person's query. And they were able to get to the Florida Mall without any issue. It's a wonderful community. People really do answer your questions, because there's over 200,000 members already there with lots of experience of Orlando. So if you have a lot of questions, or if you're thinking about going across there, it's a brilliant community to join. So that's the It's Orlando Facebook page, and they've also got the website, the It's Orlando Time. It's definitely well worth checking them out. Now, before we get started into the mistakes that people make going to Orlando, if you would like more information and want to see exactly the best way to get a fantastic Orlando holiday and make the most of it, make sure you get a copy of my guide, which is Hattrick's Orlando Holiday Guide. And I'll put the link in the description below to help you buy one straight away. Right, let's start with the biggest mistakes that you can make when going to Orlando. Well, if you have children and you're looking to go to Orlando, I think one of the first things you need to look at is the price, because you will hear huge variations in what people expect to pay when going to Orlando. So the first thing you need to do is you need to decide how much money you actually want to spend. Because some people might spend maybe £3,000 or £4,000, and even that is quite a lot of money, to be fair, for an Orlando holiday. And other people might spend anywhere in the region of up to £20,000. Yes, that's right. You could buy a new car, and a pretty good one at that, for the price of 2 weeks in Orlando. You need to figure out whether you want to stay in a Disney hotel, because obviously that does cost money, but it comes with its own set of advantages, or if you want to go to a villa and have the advantage of having maybe 4 or 5 bedrooms, your own pool, and it's maybe more self-catering, but it does work quite well. Because the problem is, if you go into the high street shop or if you book it online and you don't really check things out, you may well find that the holiday is totally inappropriate for your needs. And you need to check that out, because you don't want to throw money away on a holiday that isn't actually going to be right for you. So you might say, well, what happens if I go for the villa example? Now, we did that the first time back in 2015. Now, we got a fantastic deal, had two children there, and it all worked quite well. The only issue is you have to travel a bit. So if you want to be near the parks, it might not be suitable, because you do need to travel probably about 15 to 20 minutes at least from most of the major areas that have the villas. It's all like communities of villas. So you need to take that into account. You will be travelling to do that. You'll also have to pay parking fees for the theme parks. Now, that can be anywhere from $20 a day upwards. Now, if you live in a hotel or one of the hotels on International Drive, in many cases, you can get that for free, because they'll have a shuttle bus that will take you to the main theme parks that are available in Orlando. If you also stay in a hotel in Disney, You'll be able to get early access to a lot of the theme parks there as well, so that saves you all of that hassle. But it does come at quite a price. The other thing is, do you decide, you know, I would say it's a mistake not to have a hire car, because if you've got, especially if you've got a family, it's going to cost you to get Uber and things like that. Some people do think that using taxis are a good idea. I think overall, though, I think you're better to have a hire car. It's more flexible, and then you're free to drive where you need to go. You know, fuel is pretty cheap in America, and it's worth doing. So that alone, I would say the first mistake that people make is they don't actually think about what they actually want on a Disney holiday or an Orlando holiday, and that can be a critical difference between whether or not you enjoy it or not. The second mistake that I think, now these are not so much the level of importance, but I think they're kind of quite common mistakes. You need to make sure that you've got appropriate footwear and clothing. It's very, very hot over in Orlando most of the time, anywhere from 25 degrees upwards, and in the summertime it can be over 30 degrees. In fact, it'll be 33, 34 degrees, and it's very humid. So you need to make sure that your footwear is decent, and you also need to make sure that you're fit enough. Because unless you're kind of registered disabled and need any disabled access, if you're having to walk an awful lot, you might find it will really tire you out, especially on these hot days. So it's not just a matter of drinking lots of water and things like that and juice to keep you going. It is just a lot of walking. I mean, all the theme parks are huge. They go on and on and on. It's a, you know, more than a day's experience for most of them. So you really need to be quite fit to be able to cope with an Orlando holiday. And the last thing you want to do is go to a place like Orlando and not be fit enough to really enjoy what it has to offer. I would say the third mistake that people make, that certainly we made, and I know a lot of other people have made, is that how do you actually get there in the first place? Now, obviously you have to fly, but I would strongly recommend getting direct flights. And try and get it from, you know, Manchester or Gatwick or Heathrow, because they have flights every day. And also Glasgow does some direct as well, if you go with the likes of TUI. I know that Virgin as well tend to do direct flights too. The problem is, one year that we went, we had to fly very early in the morning from Glasgow down to Gatwick. Then we had to go all the way through security as well. And when you've got very young children, that is quite a stressful experience. And eventually you get to Orlando and it's late at night. And it can really make your life quite more difficult trying to get, you know, by the time you get your car and then you get to your villa or your hotel, it can take quite a while. So I would strongly recommend getting direct flights wherever possible. Now, when you're travelling, especially if you have young children, you might want to take car seats with you. This is another mistake that people make. Now, it's a really tough line on this one, because if you take your own car seats with you, you might save, say, £100, £150, because that's sometimes the cost of renting them, especially if you have two, for 2 weeks. However, they are a real hassle to carry. And if you've got, you know, if it's basically a young family, you're probably going to have at least two major suitcases and hand luggage. Then you've got to have your car seats on top of that. If they're not booster seats and they're the full thing, it is very difficult to carry all of that. And especially in Orlando International Airport, as soon as you get off the plane, you collect your luggage, or just after at the visa point, you collect your luggage, and then you have to either take it with you onto the little metro train, or you can put it on a belt that takes it to the kind of, not the departure gate, but where you get your rental car, just below there. So it's a lot of hassle. We have done it twice, and it was really stressful. But it did save us a bit of money. But I think for most people, it's probably a mistake, and you're just better off saving the money and just getting the car seats when you actually get there. The other thing you need to remember is that when you arrive at Orlando International, especially, it does take a while to get through. For example, you're going to have to go through visa control. And if you've got young children, you need to get them to take their pictures. You know, they're not allowed to smile. All of that does take time, and you kind of think it's a long flight just getting to Orlando, and they know the kids will be excited and hyper, and it is, because it's an amazing, amazing adventure. But remember, you're going to have to kind of go through all of that, so be prepared, take a drink, you know, make sure you've got something to eat, or, you know, just be prepared to take your time as you go through all these things, and you'll enjoy the holiday an awful lot more. It's also quite hot and humid in the airports, So again, you need to drink a lot, or a lot of, you know, soft drinks and water, just so that you keep yourself going. And crucially, remember, take some American change with you, so what they call cents, because you'll need to pay if you're driving a car, if you're getting a hire car, you'll need to pay for the toll roads. So avoid the mistake of not having any change. Just simply, if you go in there, buy something with a $10 note or something like that, or $5 note, and ask for change. They're always very good at the kind of the eating areas at the airport, and they'll give you change, and that should be enough to get you to most of the places in terms of International Drive or onto Kissimmee itself. Normally it's about a 25-minute drive to get to the celebration area from Orlando International Airport. So those are the main mistakes that people make. They don't have change, they don't wear suitable footwear, they take car seats when perhaps it's actually easier not to bother with them and just pay a little bit extra as you go. And crucially, knowing what you actually want from your Orlando holiday in the first place, whether it be a villa or a hotel. If you get that right and you take the time to do it, I guarantee you, you're going to have a much better holiday. Now, all of this information and much, much more is available, of course, in my Orlando Holiday Guide. That's right, it's still available. I'm going to be making some updates to it quite soon, but at the moment, you can have the first edition. It's still there, and you can get it for just £5.50, which is including UK postage for the hard copy, or for just £3.99 on either iBooks or Kindle. And I'll put the links in the description below. Right, it's time for the legendary Hattrick's Orlando Holiday Guide 2-week forecast. Well, today it is absolutely boiling hot in Orlando. It's 29 degrees, there's a slight bit of cloud, but it's pretty warm so far. And it's going to be like that for the next couple of days, but only on Thursday this week is it going to start to cool down to a high of 17, and then back up to around about 20 on Saturday, and then on Sunday, again, a little bit lower, they reckon around about 18, before next week it starts to go up again to get into the 20s. Now, I have to say, for 17 degrees, that is pretty low for Orlando, so you might need something a bit warmer if you're planning on heading out to Orlando this time next week, or even later on this week as well. But once we get into next week, it's back to kind of normal temperatures. From Monday it's 22, Tuesday 25, and then Wednesday it's up to 27, and then it's going to be in the mid to high 20s right up till the following Sunday, or Saturday, Sunday the 8th. It goes back down to round about 23 degrees. Now, of course, these are the long-term forecasts, so it can change, but normally it should be quite accurate. But it's a nice temperature, great time to go this time of year. The parks are a little bit quieter as well. So if you're heading off to Orlando this year, or Orlando this week, we hope you have a safe and lovely trip and enjoy your time out there. That's it for this week. Remember, if you've got any queries, you can give us an email. At the moment, we're using the email address of podcast@cardealadvisor.co.uk, but very soon we'll have a new website for hughhattrick.com, and it will all be ready for you, so you'll be able to sign up, get emails and all the details, and take part in interactive shows as well. So we hope you have a wonderful couple of weeks, and we will speak to you again in a week's time. So from me, Hugh Hattrick, and all at Hattrick's Orlando Holiday Podcast Show, take care and bye just now.